He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Oh, thank you so much, Wanda. Wow, whoever was here before sure had the volume turned up. Woo, just blew my head off there. Thank you so much, Wanda, for the great introduction, and welcome everybody to another great edition of Freed on Business. We've got a tremendous show. We're going to do the Real Estate Tech Show again, our monthly Real Estate Tech Show. Just as a heads up, you're going to make sure you listen, because last week I listened to the Real Estate Tech Show, and now I started doing deals with the group that Andres brought on last month, so hopefully I'll be able to do the same thing this month, and you will too. I promise you today you'll learn things you can put into use today to help make tomorrow better, so stick with us. Wanda's going to rock the house, then we've got the Real Estate Collaborative on with Andres Seni. That's right, I think I got it right. Wanda, what do you think?
I think you did.
High five.
Woohoo!
All right, let's go, Wanda. Wanda, we should make this our roll-in song. This is my man. This is me. Finally found me.
Oh, I found
you. Oh, hold on. All right, everybody. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. Wanda, boy, did you get me charged up. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, you know they've got Audi, and down in Key West, they've got them all. What do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry. Wanda.
His diet consists of black coffee and sarcasm.
And Wanda Miles.
What can we draw from the fact that you're on radio and not on television?
Wow. You look a lot better when you can't tell what you look like.
On 880, The Biz.
One in four Americans between 12 and 55 tune into an average of 3 podcasts per week. There's never been a better time to start your own podcast and tap into this growing market. Podcasting amplifies your personality and your business.
Magic can happen when people hear your voice. Your listeners will feel closer to you and potentially develop greater trust. Podcasting is easier for consumers to consume. People can listen while they work, exercise, and while they drive. Make your business come alive. Top quality recordings and everything you need to get your show on the web. Check out all our packages and options online at 880thebiz.com.
All right, Wanda. Hey, everybody. If you're looking for real estate capital, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you. Those aren't just words. Those are real things. We help families all across South Florida monetize their real estate investments, capitalize their real estate deals, and blend their real estate capital stacks so they're most efficient. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, It's all
about you and the home.
880.
Oh, the brave.
The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on, and Wanda's got way too many things to do back there. So, Wanda, take a deep breath. Everything's going to be okay. We're going to talk about real estate technology with Andres Seni. We're also going to have Rebecca Carlson on, and Andres is going to introduce us to his guest. But before we get started, I want to remind everybody that Crew Miami is going to have their women's forum on Tuesday. Wanda will be there. I've got a conflict, but it's going to be an awesome show. It's going to be an awesome event. You can register by going to Crew's website here in Miami. They're going to have Hillary Bass as the keynote speaker, Allison Austin, Alicia Severa, Pilar Guzman. It's just an incredible list of high-profile ladies. They're all going to get together Tuesday, May 7th, 7:30 a.m. at the Four Seasons Hotel. Contact Carolyn at crewnetwork.org for more information. Wanda, did that give you the time you needed? No, it did not. My gosh. Okay. Well, Wanda, if anybody, like I said, they're going to be
looking. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, what's going on back there? Hello.
Just trying to get everybody on the phone.
All right, everybody's on. Andres, are you there?
I am here, Jim.
All right, you sent me a thing about Facebook. My picture's locked on Facebook. Facebook doesn't like it when I play music. It's a radio show, not a Facebook show.
Well, you know, we can't be happier about being back for the technology segment, Cracker.ai, connecting the commercial real estate industry through one platform and having our guest on. We don't have faces for radio, so we're right here with you. We're not even on Facebook Live, but I can see your scowl. Looks good.
Okay, so it's back on. It's moving again?
No, it's just scowling at me.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll redo that. Okay. So let's start the event. Let's start the radio show. Facebook show doesn't count. Radio show counts.
So I can't say how excited I am to bring on Todd Tedda, Chief Product and Technology Officer from Adam Data Solutions, one of our partners for the Creco AI platform. And as you mentioned earlier, last week we had Clint from Rainmaker Analytics talk about real-time underwriting and status alerts. And one of the questions you raised, Jim, was, well, where does all that data come from, that legacy data? And that's why I invited Todd to come on, because Todd is a provider of data to us.
Excellent.
And they've created, and they provide data as a service. And I'm going to let Todd explain the what, when, and why of it, and then we'll circle back on how it makes you money, saves you time, and gets you back to the beach.
Excellent, because data is very important in this world where data is readily available. Recasting it and configuring it to a way that makes it useful and becomes information is important. So tell me how we do that.
So, Todd, are you with us?
I am. Hi, guys.
Hey, Todd. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
I'm well. Thank you. So Adam Data is a company that curates a number of different data sets about real estate in the U.S. And some in the Canadian market as well. Mm-hmm. And the way we do that is we go out and source what we think are really high-value data sets, either directly from where the data is generated or from upstream data providers that maybe provide one single source or single type of data. So, for example, if you guys think about the commercial marketplace, there's maybe comp data that it is collected out in the field, you know, comparable leases, comparable building transactions, et cetera. We would collate that data and provide a kind of a comprehensive data set to companies to build product on top of or analytics or reports, et cetera. And what Andreas is doing with it, with our data, is really taking that to the next level, even adding additional data sets into it to give a real full picture of a commercial property and an investment opportunity. We recently launched a product line that is, as Andreas mentioned, data as a service. And what we do there is make all of our data available real time through cloud technology so that it's as current as possible as we make updates to our data database, data warehouse. That information feeds right through to our clients, and they can build their products right on top of that. So as Andreas had mentioned, the real-time nature of real estate is super important to us, and what we think we've done with our data-as-a-service offering has allowed companies like Creco AI to do that and put tools and technologies into end-user hands.
Can you give me an example of when somebody took your data, they used it in their underwriting, and how they applied it and utilized it and recast it?
Absolutely. So we...
Andres, you had something to add?
No, Todd's taking it. Go.
Yeah, so data obviously plays a key part. One piece of which we would provide is historical property transaction information. So, you'd call that the historical sales of a property.
Right.
That's one component of risk. Looking at that, maybe deriving valuation off of that. And in the case of the commercial world, we also have risk elements that play into the underwriting process.
So,
Andreas, you guys take that to a whole nother level.
That sounds
right,
like it.
So I'm gonna expand on that. There's a graphic that Adam uses. It's the table of elements, and it's their table of data. And it's the foundation, it's the building block of the underwriting world, that data, that legacy data that we talked about last week.
Yes.
But then you add in other actionable data, market data, comparable data from other sources. And by augmenting and putting the databases together and then running smart algorithms through it, you get these real-time underwriting reports. And machine learning allows these reports to run that once, twice a week, 2 weeks a month. You can run them every day, every month. And now you've got alert systems. So you asked about a real example. Sure, I have a real example. Go to Crecco.ai, log in. You can see real examples on the site today of projects, underwriting, site ranking, things that have taken legacy data, been run through the grinder, and are now providing value.
So then what people really do then is one of the reasons they join the really large organizations is because those organizations have access to all of this legacy data, and that's been a real big reason why people want to join these large firms. So you're telling me that you're making this data and information more democratized, pushing it out so everybody can use it?
Well, absolutely. And you're seeing that across the CRE tech space. We live in a time where technology will allow us to go get as much business as we are willing to chase. There are ways to acquire leads, to find opportunities, and to mix that data together. The speed at which you can do that is only increasing, and the availability of data is mushrooming. And that's where we come in. We filter that noise, thanks to Adam and others, and we provide you a simplified solution that says, here's your answer.
You know, it seems to me that we're almost to the point where we can start applying artificial technology to start looking at some of this. Have you guys been working on that?
I believe Adam would be further along on that side than I am. They've got more data to crunch.
Yeah,
we are aggressively pursuing that as our data grows.
Adam?
Yeah, we've seen, yeah, absolutely. This is Todd. We've seen a lot of applicability to what you'd call machine learning or classification technology that sort of fits under the umbrella of AI. And also, neural network-based predictive models. So we are using those for just understanding data complexity and categorizing information, but also to build predictive models like valuation models, et cetera. So we are using those today and have found great success with it.
Now, what does ADAM stand for?
Not anything, really. It's derived from, Andreas mentioned, our table of elements. So we've created a branding message around nuclear kind of concepts. And so you think about table of elements, you think about atom with two T's as a play on that. So it doesn't stand for anything per se.
No, but it did make me ask the question, and I think that it does.
It did.
I think that it does. That's the function that it performed. That's what it does. So then people have ordered the data. Are they able to manipulate the data, or do you have to manipulate it for them?
Andreas, I think that might be a question to you, or Jim, angle are you thinking from?
I'm here. Andreas has this access. He gives me you. I get data. What do I do with the data, Andreas? It's a dump. I've now got all the market information I need, all of the comp information I need. I have market rents. I have comparable sales. I have an understanding of the neighborhood's demographics. I've got all these great things that Todd provided to me. What do I use them for?
So that's right. Todd provides X amount of data coupled with our data and other data. You now have actionable insights. You're now making sure you're not leaving money on the table. You're making these decisions on a dime because the information is updated in real time. It's at your fingertips on every device.
You look, here's a real question, okay? I'm here. I'm in Miami. I want to buy some apartments. I want to buy the apartment projects through the southeastern United States. I don't want to travel like I did 15 years ago, go to Atlanta, then go take Atlanta to Nashville, Atlanta to Charlotte, Atlanta to Memphis, Atlanta to New Orleans, Atlanta. I mean, I just don't want to do that. Can I do that from my desk with Todd?
You can do that with Creco.ai. Your fingers can do the walking. Let the keyboard do the talking. And you can visit those sites, you can compile your data, and you can make your investment decisions. Obviously, you're not going to replace face-to-face interaction, but we will get you to more quality face-to-face interaction in less time by eliminating your redundant tasks and costs involved with what you just spoke about, the travel, the networking, the site visits. Go see it on Google Earth first or through our different technologies, and then if it's a worthwhile investment, go take your visit.
Okay, so then basically what I can do is I can go in, I say I want to invest in Charlotte. I go fly over Charlotte in Google Earth. I go onto your site. Your site tells me what's available because it's got all that data from Todd and your other service providers that drives into Charlotte. I overview Charlotte. I see that the last four sales were done by these two guys. I call those two people. Now I'm in Charlotte. I know what I'm doing. I'm talking to them. I'm telling them I've got money that I'm, you know, blah, 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 whatever I pitch them with. And now I'm 3 weeks ahead of where I would have been if I was having to go by plane.
Exactly. You're ahead of the eight ball. You're ahead of your competition. You've got the actionable insight. You're not even on the ground yet. And you may know more than some of the guys in the neighborhood looking around.
We're going to take a break. Can you guys stick with me around the break? And I want to bring in Becca, too, to talk a little bit about what's been going on with her and I and building everything out. But I don't want to give out too much information because I'm telling everybody while I'm talking to you, Andres, I'm learning how to make money with you. People better stick with us because I'm going to give away the secret sauce soon. Wanda, turn up the music and let's roll. People ask what I liked about the 70s. All right. Hey, everybody. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. That's right. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Hey, go to Gainesville for your Audi. Go to Key West. They've got it all down there. What do they all have in common? They're great cars, and they come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means you get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best service. Always the best price. Always Warren Henry.
Various things very quickly.
Jim Fried.
No, not you. Not you.
And Wanda Miles.
The most beautiful piece of chocolate cake that you've ever seen.
And I love all people.
On 880, The Biz. Jim Fried and Wanda Miles.
Words matter. What you say matters. If you're driving to work and someone cuts you off on the freeway and makes you mad, try using this F word when you're annoyed, irritated, or angry. Fascinating. That driver was fascinating. This word releases tension, is kid-friendly, allows you to laugh at yourself, and it lightens every situation. Instead of moving towards road rage, you move towards self-control, lightheartedness, and the ability to turn a negative into a little bit of fun. The driver who cut you off in traffic? Fascinating. Make this your new go-to F-word and notice the positive changes.
On 880, The Biz.
Yeah, F that, Wanda.
That's fascinating.
It's fabulous. It's far out. It's okay. Freaky.
It's Freed.
That's right. Hey, everybody, if you want more Freed, give me a call at 305-773-6300 and let me help you with your real estate transaction. I help families all over town monetize their real estate deals or invest their real estate equity or pull equity out of deals. If you've got a creative solution that you need, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you and the home.
880.
Oh, the brave.
The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, everybody, remember the Crew Female Women's Forum is coming up on Tuesday. Men are invited, too, although I don't know if I have a... If you don't have a secret card, I don't know if you can get in. Wanda's going. I've got a conflict, so Wanda will be representing the show there. The keynote speaker is Hillary Bass. We've also got all kinds of power women, Maria Hunkadea, Alicia Severa, Alicia La Madrid, Danette Linares.
I think you're making names up
now. I'm not. These are real people. I know them.
Okay.
It's Tuesday at the Four Seasons, 7:30 a.m. to 12. Email carolynl@crewnetwork.org for more. Wanda will be there. I don't know if they'll let you bring Polo.
No, I think I got a sitter.
I bet so. Okay, so let's go back. We've got Andreas on. Do we have Becca on with us now?
Yes.
All right. Hey, Becca.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. Now, Becca, do you go to Crew up there in Chicago?
So I have had the opportunity to participate in a few of the Crew events. You know, we have a pretty solid real estate organization city, so it's hard to go to all of them.
Yeah, I know. I've started to have to drop some of the things off, too. I see the same people. It's like you're on a circuit. But let's talk real estate technology. We've got Todd Tedani. He's the Chief Product Technology Officer at Adam with 2T's Data Solutions. He's part of Andreas's platform. Andreas, tell us a little bit about the CRE Collaborative.
So CRE Collaborative is connecting you to what you need when you need it. Simplified portal to access the mushrooming data providers, technology, and services, Jim. As I continue to say, Adam Data is a great company in and of themselves. They're a data provider. You can buy data from them, but what you do with that data is that's where you make the money. We provide solutions to companies, coupling data, hosting their data, specific to the commercial real estate world. And we do that through our platform that you can search for Everfree commercial listing database, property tax records, as well as the providers, all of the 6,800 companies that are now servicing your business, Jim. We're working to get them on and partner with them and provide those solutions to you.
No, it's great. It's great. And what it does is it allows me to be Jim Freed, James L. Freed, PA, be the 25th largest real estate firm in town by volume and not have to have the overhead of having a big firm behind me. I've got your technology. Technology is really what's making it happen. That's why we decided to feature you once a month on the show. And tell us a little bit about what Todd adds to the game.
Well, for us, Todd adds a wealth of foundational data that we then build upon. And like others, it all starts with the foundation of a building. Using his data, we then build the first floor, the lobby, and that's how you access your underwriting. That's how you access valuation. That's how you access partner data. That's how you access your client data and start to put it all together through your CRM. We provide that connectivity and that access. So you can focus on your business, not on the business of technology.
Yeah, really, my business is saying hello to people, getting them together, helping them understand everything. What I found is that most of the people I work with have internal systems to provide them with a lot of the things that I used to need a whole back office for. So now if I have the back office is really in my client and I really don't need all of the data and all the rest of the stuff because I can get it all off of your system. Sounds like all I need is my computer and my telephone.
That's all you need today is your telephone and a smile to go out there and make business.
Oh, right. I forgot about the smile. I actually win on that.
You take your data, your actionable insight, you connect it to you, to your clients, and you make money. It's just that simple. That's why Todd's DAS service was instrumental, that real-time connectivity. When you're shaking hands, you got to be able to access your data.
Now, Todd.
And your assist. Go ahead.
Todd, what's your favorite data source?
data set. So how we think about data is centered around the property. So as Andrea said, it all starts with the building, and we spend a lot of time curating information about buildings, residential, commercial, industrial, et cetera. So I'd have to say just the core property characteristics is where a lot of things start. And then you layer on ownership, history, transaction history, as I was mentioning. So those are really our core.
That sounds really exciting. So I get that. I put all the market data. I've got that. I've used it to do my due diligence. And that's one of the other things people can do on your site, right? They can use it to do due diligence.
That's right. Through our partner technologies, they can do their due diligence. Through your CRM, you can manage your clients. Once we act as a universal connector, connecting all the disparate systems. So like you said, you had a bunch of data in a bunch of places. Imagine having it in one place so you don't have to spend time going to get it.
Now,
you can get out.
Now, Becca, we've been rebranding. How can we get more impact on Andreas's system?
That's a great question. And I have had the opportunity to work with Andreas's system. I have listings in there right now for my own practice. And the reality is that Andreas offers a ton of educational videos and webinars to go through. And he even offers individual webinars. For instance, NICAR, who I work with and I'm the current president of, the Northern Illinois Commercial Association of Realtors, Andreas is actually doing a webinar for all of our membership next week so that everyone can understand not just the capabilities, but also understand some of the functionality of it. There's a bit of a learning curve, and I think that prevents people from really diving in is because they think it's going to be too hard, or they think it's, oh my gosh, another thing to learn. But when you have a system like Andreas's where you're pulling in all of these different services under one umbrella, it just makes so much sense. And that's really the future of technology that I'm seeing, and it's the future of technology in marketing also.
Yeah, the most important thing is ease of interface, and if my 80-year-old mom can learn how to enter my business cards on Google, we can just about do anything. So I think that Becca's right. A lot of people in the business do too much coffee. I guess I'm just really projecting myself. And they really can't focus on the details. So, Andreas, you have like a concierge service. You can walk somebody that's attention deficit oriented like me through this?
So for the technically adverse or technically challenged, we're right there to hold your hand. The team and I are there to solve your business problems with technology solutions, whether that's us doing it by phone or us setting you up and you doing it yourself.
You know, it's really interesting. It's really interesting because as people become more decentralized, systems like this are going to become more important. And what people don't realize is that this is the way that the suite of services that they're offices that they've worked out in the past were formed. It didn't used to be that you'd get Microsoft and then you'd get 62 other different things and you'd have to put them together so that they'd work. And so we're now at the same place where an individual's technology briefcase is the same way. And it's really important to find the right place to invest your time because you can send your time right down the rabbit hole. And so if somebody's investing their time here, why does it make sense for them?
Because it's return on investment. They're going to see they're going to see cost savings, time savings, and improved returns on what they're doing in their day-to-day, depending on what that is.
Look, I'll tell them. No. I'm going to interrupt you this time. I'm going to tell them what the ROI is. A month ago, you had Clint on my show. Clint, Cliff, I mean, I'm dyslexic, I think. I can never get the people's name right, and then I forget it forever. But Clint was on my show. And I spoke to Clint, and then Clint waited a couple of weeks, and then he called me back. And he explained to me in greater detail what the opportunities that the Jobs Act has created that he could help me with. And I originally, everybody says Jobs Act, crowdfunding, old news, bad news, never work, goodbye. What this guy does is he shows you how it works. So getting into the environment at Realist CRE Collaborative, just being in the environment made me money already, gave me a return on investment already. And it's really only been like 2 or 3 weeks that I've really been working on it. So I can only give my highest level of testimony to this, that you got to get in the real estate, the CRE Collaborative environment. Look who I've met through you, the guys at Inland, Becca. I've met you. I've met Jay, all these other people. It's an ecosystem and to be part of the ecosystem. It's not something that somebody fresh off the turnip truck used to be able to do. Took you 30 years to do it. Now you can do it in a day.
As you join the ecosystem, it takes you 3 minutes, and you network, you evolve just as everyone else is evolving. You bring value, and you do business. That's exactly right.
So
that technology is there to open doors for you.
So tell them how to do it. Tell them how to do it. I don't want to talk over you. We've got like 30 seconds left. So please tell them how to find you.
Find us at creco.ai. Once again, go to creco.ai, hit the login button on the upper right, and go ahead and register for a free account. We'll come in. We'll give you an assessment. We'll tell you how we think you should improve, could improve, or you may just improve right away, getting that instant value when you log in and seeing those properties, loading your deals.
Okay, so Creco, Creco is C-R-E-C-O, the first five letters of your company name, right? CRECO.com.
Dot A-I.
I'm sorry.
CRECollaborative.com or Creco.ai for short.
Well, you guys are up on our website. It's terrific. Becca, make sure we get Andreas. He's up on the website. People can go to our website and get to him. I know people can go to our website and get to you. Becca, I want to thank you so much for helping me look good. Thank you so much. And we're evolving our brand. You're coming up with all these great ideas. Thank you to your team, too. I want to thank your team. Give them hugs up. And remember, everybody, next week I'm going to be on the Content Funnel on, what is it, Becca, Wednesday?
Uh-huh.
Wednesday.
It's going to be amazing.
Oh, we're going to have all these big social media people. It's exciting. I'm getting honored as one of the top 10 social media people in the first 10 years of CRE social media. It's great. But the people I love are these people at the CRE Collaborative and Becca Carlson. These are the people that are taking me forward in the future. Let them take you into the future too. Becca, Todd, Andres, thank you so much for getting techie with us today.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
It's our pleasure. All right, next month, more tech stuff, and probably during the month, too. Wanda, let's rock and roll the place.